What's fresh in entertainment, business, health, finance, and more. It's all about your lifestyle. Here's your host, Yvonne Candy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Yvonne Candy Show Tuesday. Once again, my guest today wears many hats. And believe it or not, he's good at every one. Mark Baxter is a recipient of an honorary degree. He has a doctor's degree in philosophy, award-winning behavioral therapist, author, motivational speaker, talk show host, and inventor. Now, that's just to name a few. Mark is here to tell you how to position yourself and your family for success and win. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you, Yvonne. It's truly a pleasure to be here. The energy and the vibe in this place is amazing.
Thank you. You have been very busy. You are the recipient of an honorary doctor's degree in philosophy. You're an award-winning behavioral therapist for over 16 years. And you have a master's degree in education. How do you use all of this education and experience to help others?
Well, that's a loaded question. And basically, my whole life is committed to serving others. I'm a servant leader. Now, again, it took me a while to get to this point. You know, early on, me developing and understanding my gifts, I was using it all for my own benefit. You know, look at what I can do. Look at how great I can be. And then, you know, the recession came. And then it's some self-introspection, some self-evaluation. Do I file bankruptcy? Do I keep fighting this devastation coming my way? And ultimately, I decided to let it all go, you know, file Chapter 7 bankruptcy. And I didn't mind, because in all the books that I read, it says that all of the wealthy people in the world, most of them has lost it all 3 to 5 times. So again, in order for me to reach my goals, you know, in order for me to be the great person that God created me to be and who I desire to be, then I can't be afraid to get uncomfortable. So yet and still, I was able to go and get uncomfortable. And now, in an amazing way, my life is becoming comfortable again. So there's a lesson to you. Don't be afraid to get uncomfortable, because it's literally impossible to grow without being uncomfortable.
I was just getting ready to ask you, before you made that last statement, how do you think your story helps? And how do you use your story to teach others?
Wow, that's amazing. In fact, I use my story quite often. And in fact, I've been a dean at Simon Grass Mastery Charter High School for the past year. And what's happening is that I see why God placed me there, because I'm inputting into these children's lives so much. I oftentimes share my story with them, also in interviews and in, you know, when I'm also a mindset coach and consultant. So I use my story in all of those facets whenever it makes itself available, that I can use it to empower or inspire someone. And my story is quite significant. I'm from a very low socioeconomic area in Philadelphia, North Philadelphia, nice town to be specific. Been on my own since 15. Unfortunately, my mother, she disowned me, and that led me to being on my own, making all my own decisions, buying my school clothes and everything else, feeding myself from the age of 15. But the blessing is that God always put someone significant in my life to help lead me and guide me. So I had a little league football coach that helped transfer high schools, and that led me to receive a scholarship to college and so forth and so on. And there's so much other devastation and things that I had to endure. But again, adversity is your friend. Stop looking at adversity as if it's a negative thing. Adversity is actually trying to challenge you so you can receive what you desire to have. See, once you ask for something, once you pray for something, once you have a chief aim and a burning desire to accomplish something, to be, do, and have something, that's when the universe starts conspiring to test you to see if you're worthy of receiving it. So most times when we face adversity, it's really a test to see if you're worthy to receive the blessing. So never forget, if you cheat the lesson, you also cheat the blessing.
You know, I heard someone say that you don't give a child, a baby, a scoop of ice cream if you know it's just going to fall on the floor. I mean, you just don't do it. So the universe is not going to give you a scoop or a double scoop if you're not ready.
Absolutely.
If you're not ready, there's a lot of lessons to be learned. And then I heard someone say, be thankful for your enemies. I couldn't understand that a while ago. I mean, how can you be thankful for your enemies? But if you know what? If it wasn't for your enemies, you wouldn't have learned the lesson that you learned.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Some of the lessons that I've learned. You know, I feel like going back to some people that I know that are my enemies and telling them thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I said thank you.
You've helped me strive and prove you
right,
wrong.
Right, right, right. And they also say that you never let your enemies see you be anything but happy. Anything but happy. Because, see, it's nothing that they can do. You're always stronger than them. Mm-hmm. Because they're evil.
They're evil.
They're evil.
They have negative intentions. Absolutely.
Yes, they do. You say that a great mind is one that can simplify all things. What do you mean by that?
Well, a great mind is a mind that can simplify all things, because a great mind is a mind that can look in the mirror and find all the answers. See, the truth of the matter, in order for you to be your greatest self, you have to practice personal accountability in each and every aspect of your life. And once you stop making excuses and looking to blame other people for what you do, right or wrong, that's when you can develop a great mind. And in my view, the great mind is the mind that can simplify all things. Because all of the answers are already inside of you. It's just that you have to get out of the way to receive it. Now, what do I mean by get out of the way? Well, I'm so glad you asked, right? So this is what I mean by get out of the way.
You guys got to see him. He is so hyped.
This is what I mean by get out of the way. See, what happens is that everyone in life is wired already with a detailed success mechanism inside of you. If you don't believe me, find someone else that can match your DNA or your fingerprint. There's no one in the world that can match it. So what happens is that we are all wired already with success, but we think that it's our job to dictate that success. No, we got to let the success happen by developing our skill set from within. See, the true definition of education is not the learning systematic knowledge so you can go out and make other people wealthy. No, real education means development from within. You already have a gift. You just have to develop it. And this is the last thing I'm going to say about that and having a great mind and a mind that can simplify all things. See, the truth of the matter is that life is perfect, but it's hard for us to accept it because we are imperfect as human beings. But once you stop making excuses and you realize that all of the answers to life's problems are in the mirror, that's when the great mind is going to take off from you, because all of the answers are already inside of you.
That's true. And that's why you can sit in a therapist chair and you can talk yourself to the answer.
Absolutely.
You can talk, and after a while you say, wait a minute, I just answered my own question. Mm-hmm. Because everything, like you said, is within inside of you. I definitely agree with that. And you know, you're saying a lot of truth here, and I just hope that, you know, people can actually hear you in what you're saying. There are so many strategies out there and interventions that a parent can use to position themselves in life, and that they also can use to position their children. What do you mean by that?
That's a great question. And that piggybacks off of one thing I do. I do every Wednesday. I do a single black father's Facebook Live. However, it's for all parents. The single black father part is my truth. And of course, you always got to live your truth. So yeah, what it is that parents must understand that once you decide to bring a baby or child into this world, you also decide that you are now number two. Yes, the child doesn't ask to be here, but if you decide to bring a child into this world, you become number two. And the best advice I can give you to not only be the best you that you can be, but also to be the best parent that you can be is this. Each and every show, I talk about two foundational questions, and I encourage every listener to make this the foundation of all their parenting. The first is, whenever you're making a decision for or about your child, the first thing you want to ask yourself is this decision then going to place my child in the best possible position for success? That's number one. The second is this decision going to bring my child closer to making a successful transition to being an effective, independent, contributing member of society? See, if you can answer yes to both of those questions, not just one, but both of those questions before making a decision for or about your child, then I strongly encourage you to move forward with the decision. However, if you cannot answer yes to both of those questions, I strongly encourage you to reconsider your decision. If you can uphold these two foundational questions, I promise you, if you're a good parent, you'll become a great parent. If you're already a great parent, well, you'll become a greater parent.
And you know what I don't understand? I don't understand some of these parents that don't want to be number two.
It's called selfishness. And what happens is that parenting is a selfless act. Because there's no rule book. There's no perfect strategy. Every parent is different. Every child is different. There are no perfect parents. There's no perfect children. As parents, we are all a work in progress. And you have to understand and accept that. So you're constantly growing, trying to position your child for success. And there's no way to do that without being totally attentive to the needs and the concerns of your child. So what does that mean? It means you become number two.
That's right. And some of these people out there who's all hung up into themselves, they're still living in the past. You know, they need to come out of that, because the only way that you're going to move forward in the future is to deal with that past. You have to accept it. You have to understand it. Okay, so your mother didn't treat you right. Your father didn't treat you right. But you're not dead yet. So what are you going to do with your life from here on out? How are you going to train your children? Are you going to pass that along to your children? You're going to pass all the guilt? Right. You're going to pass all the shame? You're going to pass anything. You're going to pass it right on to your children, because it's just like a cold. They'll catch it.
They will definitely catch it, because it's learned behavior.
Yes, it is.
Even if you say, no, my child is not going to do this, well, the child is, because parenting from a perspective of do as I say, not as I do, that does not work.
No.
It's unrealistic. Children model what they see. The biggest influences on a child is their home and their environment. And the most influential person within the home and the environment is, yes, you guessed it, that would be you, the parent. So as the parent, your behavior is always on display, whether directly or indirectly. So that telephone call that you think your child is asleep, not listening to, they are listening. That company you got that you think your child doesn't hear because you think they're asleep, they are listening. They're right. Watching, because wouldn't you watch someone that controlled each and every aspect of your life in their hands? Wouldn't you watch them like a hawk? Absolutely. So that's what our children are doing to us. So ultimately, the best way to position your child for success is to first position yourself for success.
One of the things that's very important that I find, and just like you said, children learn from their environment. Okay, it's not from what you tell them. You can take an alcoholic, for instance, and you tell that child, look, don't drink. But you're telling them don't drink, but you're sitting there drinking in front of them. You can tell them don't smoke, but you're sitting there smoking there. What do you think that child is going to do?
Drink and smoke.
Drink and smoke. 9 out of 10, they're going to drink and smoke. And not only that, you were talking about, you know, like talking business on the phone. That child does hear everything. Do you know that a child realizes when you have good times and bad times? When you fall, if you know how to get back up, what are you teaching that child? You're teaching that child how to get back up.
You're teaching a child resilience.
That's right.
Not quitting.
That's right. That's right. You're teaching them how to live. You're teaching them about life, survival skills, mm-hmm. I call it.
Yes.
You know, that's what you're teaching them. And speaking of survival skills, we were talking earlier about you being a real estate investor. I want to just talk about that briefly, because I wanted to give people inspiring real estate investors or inspiring entrepreneurs in any field what they need to do in an adverse economy or in any situation. I'm not going to tell the story, because I'm going to let you tell the story. Right. But I understand that you are a real estate investor, and you had your heyday. But tell us about that.
Absolutely. I was heavy heavily invested in real estate from, you know, about 2000, maybe 3 to about 2010, 11, 12. I was heavily invested in, I did really well, made millions of dollars. And recession hit, and I was still surviving because I was diversified a little, but not enough. So I came to, you know, the rock, came to the rock in the road, and I had to make a decision. Was I going to continue to try to leverage my businesses, which was failing? It wasn't looking good. Or do I let it all go and, you know, chapter 7 bankruptcy and start over and trust God for that he has something better for me? And I chose the latter. I filed chapter 7 bankruptcy. I knew that, you know, my real estate, my vending company, I had a motivational talk show. I was an award-winning behavioral therapist. I knew that that wasn't ultimately God's best for me. So I had to trust. I had to have faith, which is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So again, a lot of people can talk it. You hear people talking it all the time. But the truth is, you really got to be willing to get uncomfortable in order to get comfortable. And if you really want to be great, you got to listen to Eric Thomas, E.T. He says you got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And I didn't agree with it initially until I got into the purpose run. And I realized that in order for you to really break through that glass ceiling of purpose and really identify with your greatest self, you got to put your whole life on the line. You got to redo, you got to reframe your thinking, because you attract whatever you think about most often. So as I sat and going through bankruptcy, I had to live all of this. You know, it's easy to say, but to live it and then endure it, that's a whole new game. But I'm here because I realized that if I cheat the lesson, I would also cheat the blessing. And I didn't want to cheat my blessings, because I know the gifts that God gave me, and I know what he put in my mind that I can do in this world. And now, because I didn't cheat the lesson, now here I am on the Yvonne Candy Show, and I'm enjoying the blessings, and here I am.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, give us a little bit more take from that. What happened when you said you filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy? You learned some lessons from this whole thing. Tell us a little bit more detail.
Some of the lessons I learned is that, well, first of all, real estate is a must. If you're a business person, every book I've read, every person that's wealthy that I know, and I know several of them, and I talk to them, and I listen to them, and I learn from them, they all say that real estate is something that everybody invests in. However, people leverage it differently, and that's where they go wrong. Most people, they leverage real estate and they try to use it to make money, which you can make money, but the wealthy people, they use it as leverage to get other money from people to you. So it's, you definitely got to get into real estate, but you definitely need to be diversified. You know, don't be overextended in any industry, and you definitely want to leverage that real estate so that you can build your empire up in other areas. That's something that I didn't do well. It's a reason why I had to file bankruptcy. And initially I filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. I was trying to keep a few things, you know, but then I realized that let me just give it all up, because it's no need to keep in some of the sloppiness, because that's only creating more sloppiness. Let's start all over and let's create and build this empire on solid brick, foundational brick, which is knowledge of self, which is allowing my gifts to develop and nurture so I can be my best self. So had I not done that and went through that uncomfortable stage, and it took years and it wasn't easy, and everybody turned their back on me. And you talking about haters, you see them all up close and personal, right in your face. And guess what you can't do? You can't cheat the lesson. So you can't play their game. Just like Martin Luther King say, you can't drive out hate with more hate. Only love can do that. So even though you're hurting, even though you're feeling disrespected and ridiculed, you still got to walk the good walk. But guess what you get in the end? You get the prize. So here we are. I'm part of the prize. It's packaged up real nice. And keep your eyes out, because you ain't seen nothing yet. We just getting started.
So true. You know what I realized, Mark? The exact same thing. I don't care how much money you make. You can make it over again.
Yes.
You know, you can make millions, billions, whatever. All you have to do is remember the formula.
Yes.
The formula does not change. Okay, it's the same. The formula is the same. I don't care what business you're in. I don't care what year it is. Mm-hmm. it's not going to change. And if you realize that formula, then you can make all of that money plus some again and again and again.
And the key, and I just want to interject, the key to that formula, the numeral uno aspect of that formula is mindset. You attract whatever you think about most often. And also, you got to feel good. You need emotional harmony, because however you feel, you signal to the universe to send you the physical manifestation of what you feel. So you got to feel good so the universe can send you things to make you continue to feel good. And you got to think good thoughts so you can attract only good thoughts. So don't talk about I'm broke and you keep thinking about I hate being broke, because really what you're doing is signaling to the universe to send me more things to help me be broke. The universe doesn't decipher, oh, they not talking about me. The universe just takes what you give it and gives it back to you. So you gotta always think good thoughts and feel good. And there's two reasons why you won't feel good. I'm giving you, most people pay me for this advice, but I'm going to give it to you only because my good friend here, you know, Yvonne Candy is here. This is the only reason. So it's two reasons when you don't feel good. I promise you, whenever you don't feel good, if you can seize your mind and ask yourself, why don't I feel good? It's one of these two reasons. The first is you're thinking about something that you don't want. And the second is you're doubting that you will get what you do want. Those are the only two times that you don't feel good.
So true, you know, and that's a good thing to teach your children. If you can learn this and teach your children, you are teaching them. You are setting them up for success. But now, Mark, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. What if you are in an adverse environment? I don't know. You really living in a situation that is very difficult to have that mindset. What do you do? Because I know there's people out there that, you know, I've heard stories of people living in cardboard boxes that now are famous. I've heard stories of people living in cars from here to Jablit. I mean, well, they made their way to California.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah. Well, Arsenio Hall was supposed to. Mm-hmm. You know, he stayed, as far as I heard, he stayed at everybody's house. Whoopi Goldberg. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how did these people make it? I was telling some of my kids, what was it, KRS-One, mm-hmm. was sleeping underneath bridges, and his mother was an addict or whatever. Mm-hmm. Look, if some of you out there that do not and have never experienced some of the things that these people have experienced, and for some reason, maybe they wanted it worse than anything, than life itself, and that's why they made it. But Mark, give me your version of this.
I'll tell you why they made it. Now I'm gonna give you the general version, and I'm gonna give it to you nice package, and it's gonna sound good. But this is the foundation of why they made it, because they understood that life was always happening for them and not to them, regardless of what it looked like and feel like. I'm going to say it again. They realized that life was happening for them and not to them, regardless of what life looked like or felt like. This is how they made it. They didn't allow their circumstances or their situations to deter their mindset. If Tiffany Haddish never doubted that she was a star comedian, even when she was broke living in that car in Beverly Hills, and who picked up on that vibration that she was giving off, that she was great? None other than Kevin Hart saw this mm-hmm. homeless person living in a car and asked her, did she need help? And she said no, and he came back and gave her $200, and 4 months later, she starred in one of his shows.
Wow.
Only because she had a mindset, regardless that she was homeless, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what life's pressure was putting on her, she never let go that life was happening for her and not to her. And that's why she made it. And that's exactly how you're going to make it as well. Everything comes back to mindset.
So in other words, they weren't hung up into the past. They weren't hung up into the present, because this present thing can have you fooled. You know, it's only temporary. Their mindset was they were going to accomplish whatever they were going to accomplish, regardless. That's all the disruption, the all they saw. They didn't see this, the disruption, the adversities, the illnesses, the financial poverty. They didn't see any of that stuff.
No, because they understood that you got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. I mean, let's face it. When you really sit down and look at life, the landlord doesn't say, go ahead and live in the house for a month. And then if you like it, pay me the rent. No, you always got to pay first. College doesn't say, you know what? Come on in as a freshman. I'm going to give you this nice bachelor's degree. And then you finish these 4 years out and you hopefully you meet the money. No, you got to work and hard and struggle and pay that tuition and get, you know, work, you know, all that so that you can get to that degree. And that's the reward. So the people that really make it, they have a chief aim and they have a burning desire for it and they never let it go. And of course, you need faith. You got to believe in something bigger than yourself. That's what keeps you going when life feels like it's burying you. You got to believe in something bigger than yourself. And if you just keep going and keep going, eventually you got to get there. The hardest part is starting. But once you start, the hardest part and the only thing that matters is just the finish.
I always say you have to have that eye of a tiger, mm-hmm. you know, and if anybody know what a tiger does when it's going after its prey, they don't see nothing else. They know what's going on the side of them. But when they have their eye on that prey, they don't look left. They don't look right. They look straight at that prey. And that prey is your gold. That is what you live, eat, breathe, and sleep. That's the only way to make it and be successful. Nothing else matters. Tell us about your Problem Solving Wednesday.
Problem Solving Wednesday, it's a great time. I mean, 8 o'clock Wednesday night Eastern Standard Time. We have a different topic. We now on a two-week schedule because there's some new things happening. Like there's some really new things happening, but we definitely do it, and it's basically a forum for parents to get help with their parenting strategies, to get motivated, to feel better, to feel like, you know, it's not the end of the world, even though you made that mistake. You know, we are all a work in progress as parents. And again, just to understand that we have to continue to position our children for success, because listen, our children are our future. And now Yvonne mentioned something earlier about these same vicious negative cycles. Yeah, who's going to break the cycle? See, I made my mind up early on in life that I have three children, two sons and a daughter. That's They're right. not going to live the devastation that I live, regardless how much I have to suffer. But the cycle is going to end with me. And that's what I set my mind. And that's what I've done. And that's what I continue to do. So what cycle are you going to end? Because our children are our future. Listen, and here's the thing. You can't hold a grudge on your child and expect for your child to make it up to you. Because here's the thing. You've been your child before. That's why you've been trusted to be their parent. Your child has never been an adult before. So you got the skill set, or should have the skill set, and the emotional control, the emotional intelligence to know that you have to bridge that gap with your child. It's not your child's responsibility. And another thing, parenting, do as I say, not as I do, that does not work. You have to demonstrate it. Your behavior is always on display for your child. So you have to make sure that you know you're being watched at all times and demonstrate the proper behavior. You know, and this is very, very key. Another thing, don't take it personally when your child starts to look to other people more than they look to you. It's called the stages of development. When your child gets to be an adolescent or even a preteen going into his teenage years before adolescence, they start migrating more towards their peers than anyone else. So don't take it personally, but what you do, try to facilitate it better. And this is how you do it. The way you observe your child is by not letting your child know that you're observing them. That's that way you get the true behavior of your child. Case in point, what happens when you know the CEO of the company is coming in to observe your team? You do everything perfectly. It's called observer bias, because you're inclined to try to be perfect because you know you're being observed. Well, this is the same thing our children do.
Because Mark, I don't want to cut you off.
Okay.
Because we have so much more to talk about. And actually, at this point, I've enjoyed my time with Mark, and I'm quite sure you guys have too. We have so much to talk about, and we're going to have him back on But give us your contact information, your website, anything you want to give us.
Absolutely. Yes, my website is markbaxter.com. And that's Mark with a C. So that's MarkBaxter.com. I'm on Instagram at Mark Baxter. I'm on Facebook as Mark Baxter. Well, Instagram, I'm at Mark Inspires, M-A-R-C Inspires. And on Facebook, I'm at Mark Baxter. And LinkedIn, I'm Dr. Mark Baxter. Holla at me. I give you a motivational video every day. Come on, let's change the world.
Okay, Mark.
Thanks for listening to the Yvonne Candy Show. Want to know more? Check out YvonneCandy.com.